Okay, we'll go on the beginning of the parsha with the mechira. You know, with Esav came and wanted the odim or odim. So Yaakov said, "Okay, michra kayoim es bechayras chali. Sell me the bechayr." So he said he'll do it, and then he swore and he sold it to him. He sold the bechayr. So there's a kasha from the Rishonim. The most famous is the Tur. Ask the kasha here. That there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Tezayin. If a person says Ma she'irash me'abo mocher loch, yeah, a person says, "I will sell you the Yerusha from my that I will get from my father one day." Right, his father is fine and well, but one day he expects to yarshin his father, so he makes a deal with somebody. He says, "I will sell Ma she'irash me'abo." Einoy mocher, it's not sold, because ein ora makne davar shelo b'lo'olam. There's a klal, you can't be makne a davar shelo b'lo'olam. You know, it's a machlikas tanoim. Rabbi Meir says you could be makne a davar shelo b'lo'olam. The chachamim say ein ora makne a davar shelo b'lo'olam. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch simin reish tes ein ora makne a davar shelo b'lo'olam. Now we know the common idea of a davar shelo b'lo'olam is something that totally is not in the world. Like, let's say you want to sell somebody apples, but it's the winter, right? There are no apples on the tree. So if you tell him, "I'm selling you apples," they're not around the world. That's a classic davar shelo b'lo'olam. But you also have in Shas that even something which is in the world, but it doesn't belong to me, is the same issue. It's also called the davar shelo b'lo'olam. It doesn't have to be literally not in the world. It could be even if it's Reuven owns it, but I don't own it. That's a davar shelo. So that's the example here. If I'm selling my father's estates, I can't do that. It's called a davar shelo b'lo'olam. One day I'll get it. Very good. But right now I don't own it. So it's a din. You can't be makne such a thing. So frek the tour. Well, basically, what's happening over here? Yaakov is buying off Esav's Yerusha. He's what's bechayr? Pishnayim. Okay, maybe I should make a little hakdama here because maybe some people are surprised. Because if you learn Chumash and Rashi, and it says that he wanted to buy the bechayra, you see that Rashi keeps on saying that the bechayra is the one that does the karbonis and he does the avoida. And Yaakov said it's not proper that Esav should be the one. I want to be the bechayra to do the avoida. Sure, it doesn't work, right? It's invalid. The sale doesn't work.
So, the sale of the Akudin by Yaakov,
oh, you're saying, how does?
That's
a different thing. That's pay for work. That means like you could owe it. It wouldn't be, you actually wouldn't be coin it, but I owe you that for your work. Uh-huh. It's like a debt. Yeah. Okay, but here, in order to, you're buying, now just what I should, Rashi.
If it's the real
Bukhara,
so then it's Roy and not once again, forget about.
Well, in other words, what I'm doing is I'm going to, when you sell, Dover Shalom B'lo'ilam.
What you're selling is your future rights, that's all Roy and not once again, so there's no Bukhara anyway.
Yeah, but in other words, the way it works is that I'll let you get it, and then it's going to go from you to me. In other words, I'm going to.
Every Roy is like that.
Yeah, but
it's not subject to.
Yeah, it's, but what I mean is like this. Let's say, this is 10 years before Yitzchak is gonna die, right? So I tell Esav, look, in 10 years from today, you will inherit Pishnayim, right? And he will, because then it will be Muchzik, then he'll get it. All that which you inherit is gonna go over to me because of this sale. So if you hold Adam Makna Davar Shelo B'lo'olam, you can do that. Because the pshat is, I'm not buying it now. I'm buying what you will get then at that time. But the problem is, ain't Adam Makna Davar Shelo B'lo'olam. So how do you do it? So I'm just explaining, Rashi and Chumash doesn't say a word about that I was selling any properties. It was a Kayin thing. But the Gemara says in Saita that it was a sale on the Pishnai. We'll say over the story later, the whole story, when Esav met up with the boys who were burying Yaakov, and he said, I have that my Pishnai.
So why isn't it dead? He promised me that's a debt. I'm going to give you Hadashim now. That's it. Now you owe me.
Well, then you have to do it in a whole different way. You have to be. It has to be like, I am lending you the money. That wouldn't be called a sale. Uh-huh. If I like lend you money, and I say, here, I'm lending you $1,000, and then I want you to pay me one day with that and that. That would be a whole different thing. But if you're selling, it doesn't work. Okay, so the bottom line is, it says in the Gemara that when it says in this pasuk that he was selling the Bechayra, it means he was selling his estates. He was selling the Pishnayim. He was giving the Pishnayim over to Yaakov. And the din is that if you don't own the thing yourself because you didn't inherit it yourself, you can't sell it yet. So it's a davar shelo b'loyel. This is the kasha that the tour asks. So the tour says, my father, the Rosh, said that the answer is that when you swear on a davar shelo b'loyel, when you make a shvua, then it is a valid sale. And here it says in the pasuk, he shavali, told him to swear. And vayishavalo, he swore. So even though you cannot make a sale on a davar shelo b'loyelam, but if you add on a shvua, you could. That's what the Tur said in the name of his father. And if you look at in the Shalos HaTshuvos HaRosh in Klal Ches, you will see there that his father actually seems to have said that. But when they asked the Rivash, I still remember my Rosh Shiva, Rav Yeshua, saying over Matzei Shabbos this Rivash, and he says, I have a siman, which siman it's in, and he's trying to remember what the siman was. And he goes, oh yeah, the siman is Shochach. It's in siman Shin Chav Ches. So now maybe you'll remember. It's in siman Shin Chav Ches. That was the siman to remember where it was. Shochach. And it says over there that they asked the Rivash, we heard that the tour and the rush hold that if you swear on a davar shelo b'loyelam, then the sale is valid. So he writes, lo yishmo da tour v'harosh chasimi alo. And I was like, I never saw this written in their name. I don't believe that there's any such tour and rush. There's no svara in that. Why should it make any difference if you swear? I mean, if you can't do it, you can't do it. If it ain't on a makna davar shelo b'loyelam, it's not going to help if you make a shvua. So, no, that's not the pshat at all. And if you want to know the right pshat in the Chumash, how did it work? He'll give a different answer. The answer is because it was before the Torah was given. Before the Torah was given, there was no such rule. You were allowed to sell a davar shelo b'loyelam. It only started after Matan Torah. And that's the answer. And he says, and if you're going to ask me, so according to the way I'm learning it, why did he make him swear? He says, that was just time. Rav Chadimilsa, you should swear on it, you know, just to be more sure about it. But it would have been a failed sale without the shvur. And then, in 7 Simonim later, in Shin Lamed Hey, somebody brings up to him, but what do you mean? In the Shalos HaTshuvos HaRosh, in Klal Ches, it says that this cruel. He says that's not what it means, and he explains the whole tshuva in a different way, and that's it. So basically, there's a machloikis going on. At least we have the sefer. I don't know why else we have the sefer Torah al Torah, and there it is. It's written in the Torah, so it seems like it's there. I don't know. The Torah says it says there that that's what the Rosh said, that if you swear, you can be makna adavar shelo b'loyel, and the Rivash totally doesn't accept it. He says there's no svar in that. Can't be such a thing. So what is...
So you're enforcing the shvua, or you're enforcing the mechira?
The mechira. The Rosh was saying then the mechira is valid, right? It's a good mechira. And the Rivash even adds, he says, I'm not saying that he doesn't have to keep his shvua. The Rivash says, I agree that if a person sold you something which didn't come to the world, so the sale is not valid. And then he goes and swears on it that I'm giving this to you, I agree that even though the sale is not valid, he has to keep his shvua because he'll be over on lois shava b'shemila sheker because he swore. It's just not a valid sale. He says, what's the nafkamina between the two? He says, two nafkaminas. Right? Right. But he says two. He says this. He says, number one, the nafkamina will be, what if the man dies? Right? He eventually dies, right? So now, they want to... excuse me, before
the moicher.
In other words, the moicher died, whoever sold it, right? And he had sold the thing which was lo b'lo oilam with the shebuah, right? So, and now he died. So the guy, the buyer, comes to the orphans, right? He says, "Nu, I'm picking up my piano. I don't know, whatever it is." Yeah. So Zakhtar Yvash, they didn't swear, and the sale's not valid. So Mitzad Chayshin Mishpat, the sale wasn't valid. If he would have been alive, we would have told the guy, you know, you made a shavua, but he's not alive to be talked to. So that's the first nafka mina.
Isn't there an idea for the assignment to be Mekayim? To make sure that he's
maybe I don't know. I don't even know if there's anything to do about it, because he swore he couldn't do it when he was alive. I don't know if you'll help him even by doing it after he died, because he swore he'll do it. He didn't do it. It's chaval. It's over. It's over a bottle.
In other words, he's over right away. We could give him money.
Well, he was over, because he didn't keep his word. Right, he was over, but he's already dead. I mean, he was over. He said he's going to do something, and he didn't do it. It's like,
was his father still alive?
No. Let's say the father had long died already.
So at the moment that the father died, he now owns it.
Right, but he hadn't resold it. He didn't resell, and the first sale was not valid. So no sale.
If he had it,
the din would be that he has a shvuah on him. He's supposed to keep his word. He didn't keep his word. You'll say it's oinus because he died. It depends if it's oinus. I mean, if the guy saw he's getting sick, or if he died suddenly, so he's oinus. Yeah. If he knew and he didn't do anything about it, he's a pshaya.
If his father would still be alive at the time when he died,
right? Then there's really no chance. The mom is nothing.
He wouldn't
even be over shvu either, right? Then he even won't be over anything. Second afkamin he says is, what if the guy skips town? Right, the guy sold it to me, a dover shalom b'loilam. Right, we can have apples. We don't have to have this whole case with the father. It could be anything which is lo b'loilam. Right, he sold me apples from last year, and he even swore he's gonna give me the apples. Right, so according to the Torah, the sale is valid. When the apples come in the summer, they're mine. The sale is good. The Rav Asher's sale's off, not valid sale, but it's a shavua. Zok the Rivosh, the nafkamina will be, the summer comes and he's on vacation in a chveswear, right? So the guy wants his apples. So he goes down to Bezdin and he shows them the shtar. And it says there that he swore the whole thing. So he says, according to the Torah, Bezdin will give me a permit to go pick the apples because they're mine. But according to me, the Rivosh himself, that I hold it's only a shavua, Bezdin will not let me in. Because that's his yeridaya in Yonim, that he has to keep his word. In Choshen Mishpat, I have no rights to these apples, so he's bad. He should let me in. But there's no Choshen Mishpat, they can't let me have the apples. Right? So that's what the Rav Asher says. So the question is, B'mai Pligi. Why does the Rosh hold it's a good svara, that a shvua can make a difference? And why does the Rivosh hold that there's no svara in it? He sold it the right amount. It wasn't over.
No, didn't he sell it for?
Oh, well, I'll grow to tell you once you ask that. If you look carefully in the Chumash, I just looked today because I was looking at the Psukim. The order of the Psukim are that he tells Esav, sell me the Bechaira. So Esav says, fine. So, well, first Esav says, I want the soup. So so Yaakov says, sell me the Bechaira. So So Esav said, fine. So then Yaakov says, swear. So, fine. Vayishav aloi. Vayimkor es b'chayrosoi le'Yaakov. And then he sold the b'chayr to Yaakov. Ve'Yaakov nosan le'Esav lechem unazid al-dashim. And Yaakov gave Esav the bread and the soup. So I saw in Sfornu and Malbim, they both say, from the way it writes it, it sounds like he sold it for cash. And he gave him the soup. He just told him, I'm not giving you any soup before we do this deal. Right? No food until we close this deal. So he said, you got to sell the Bechayr. So he said, fine, I'll sell it. Swear. He swore. Then he sold it. He said, V'loy choshash hakosuv levoyer what he gave him. Pasuk didn't bother writing how much he charged or whatever it was. And then he said, okay, now we're done. Fine, here's your soup. That's the way that they say it. I don't know if everyone agrees. I just saw these two Perushim said that. Fine. Anyways, okay. So now the question is back again. Why are they arguing if a shvuah can make a difference? L'chayra, in Seichel Rishon, the Rav Asher is right. a shvua shouldn't make any milo imoyrid if it's a davar shel balayim. How could it make it into a davar shel balayim? So the chayra, the simple pshat, which the Velt I think says, is that the machloikis between the Rosh and the Rivash is the chakira, which is already, I mean, the one who like puts it down as a chakira, as Rabbi Chanan in Bava Basra in Ois Reish Ayin Vav. He says, what is the problem with a davar shalom bala oila? So he brings, one tzad is, it's that the person is not samech das. The person isn't serious about it. Because, yeah, till next year, I don't see it anyways, I don't know, it's not something in front of you. So he's simply not samech das. The other pshat, and really there's a rishayim that both pshatim will see. It's rishayim already say both ways. The other pshat is that it's a technical, a legal problem. Kinyonim cannot affect object. I only have koyach to transact things that are in my possession. Things that I don't have any koyach to do it. So he brings rice back and forth to both tzedan. So l'chayra, that would seem to be the machlekes, that the Rosh held the problem of davar shel balayim is that I lack seriousness. Right? I'm not really so serious because I don't see it in front. I'm not saying mechdas. I don't really mean it so much. So the Rosh is saying, but if you swear, so then it's very chamer. Shvu is a davar chamer. So then you're very serious. So you're goymer more das. You have a stronger das to do it. So that's his svar. But the Rivash holds like the other tzad. The Rivash holds, the problem is that simply I don't have the legal ability to transact something that I don't have. So b'meila, what would a shvua make a difference? L'maisa, I can't legally do it. So a shvua isn't going to be my lo moirid.
That's why the Rosh can hold that it's quite a mountain
touch. Oh, exactly. So, and the Achrayim want to say that you see that from the other thing of the Rivash, because the Rivash said, before mountain touch, the din was different. So now if the Indian was, because I'm not serious, why was it different before Matan Torah? There wouldn't be any svar. Teretz is that the Rivash, Lishitasai, the Rivash holds that the whole thing is it's a legal din. So that was a din that was given at the Torah, but before the Torah was given, we didn't have that legal din. So Memela, you can do it before Matan Torah. So that's L'chayr, very nice. But here, the first thing I want to mention is that where is the source, though, in Shas, to the rush. The Rosh is saying the issue is the inyan of smichas das, the inyan of being certain. Where do you see that in Shas? Yes. So that, excuse me?
By the Paris.
You mean it has to be Abididas? You do see that it has to be Abididas. That's really talking Rabbi Meir. Right? We hold you can never do it, even if it's Abididas. So how we still would need for ourselves, right? We don't hold like Rabbi Meir. Where do you see? We say nothing can be sold davar shalom, even if it's Abididas. Where do we see that's an inyan of smichas das? So Rabbi Chanan writes, it's a black and white Gemara. Bav Metzia Tezai. And if you look in the Erechayim HaKadosh, in Parshas Toldos right here, he says also, it's a Gemara. What does the Gemara say? It is Taka Beferish Gemara, according to Taisus Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this, Reuven went over to a Goslin. He didn't even know that. He went over to somebody. He bought real estate, right? These are things that Maisim Becholia. He went over to a person and he bought real estate, right? I know my friend, it happened to him in Eretz Yisrael, so I'm sure it happened here too. And the person said, fine, deal, right? So he sells him the piece of karka. Then it comes out that the moicher never really owned the piece of karka, right? He was selling him the Brooklyn Bridge, yeah? Whatever. Selling him, it wasn't his in the first place. Then in the meantime, it gets known what happened. So the guy's embarrassed, right? The whatever, I don't know, embarrassed or whatever it is. So he, Taka, really does buy it. The Moicher buys it. So it says in the Gemara that now that the Moicher bought it, it automatically goes to the... the kain because kol mashe, I sold. So the Gemara said, how did that work? But Lamaisa, at the time that he sold it to me, it was Lobaloila. And the Gemara compares it to the case that we originally said, Mashir Shmeaba. If you sell something before you inherit it, you can't sell it. So how did you sell the real estate last year and you didn't own it then? So the Gemara says, but over here, it's some chadaite. We know it's going to happen because the guy's under big pressure. I guess like his whole business will go under, right? If the word gets out that he doesn't go through on his deals, his whole real estate business is going to fall apart because people are going to hear what happened. So we're soymech das, we know for sure that the person is going to buy it. So Memela, when he sold it in the beginning, he was very serious that it's going to go through next year when he fixes things up. So Memela, over here, you could do a davar shel lobaloila. In other words, the Gemara is saying that when there's enough pressure and there's enough yoke on my head that I know I better get this thing for you within the year or else I'm in big trouble, then you can makna davar shel lobaloila. So you see clearly in the Gemara that it's not a legal problem, because what would pressure fix up a legal problem? If you can't transact something because I don't have it, who cares how serious I am? But from the Gemara you see clearly that if it's some chadaite, if it's smichas das, then you can do it. You can sell a davar shel lobaloila. So basically then the rush is just like juggling around from one smichas das to the other. In the Gemara b'Mitzia, it was because of the pressure. In the case with Esav, it was the shvuah was the pressure. You just have to have something that's making me feel very meshubit to do it, and that's already good enough.
Is it because it was karka there?
It was karka.
Would it be the same thing if it was metaltalin?
The chayyur, I mean.
Because karka, you can maybe say smichas das means it's goat. You can be so much das that it's there.
Oh, you mean because it could be other issues that the thing just might totally not exist.
So that's to say, if it's there, so I'm selling it with my dad, and I'll be able to have the ability to purchase it later. So
I see. Maybe. I mean, it's a svara that might.
It might be. It could be
the other would sell it on somebody else.
It will. We will have to get Yenim to right. The Ritva does explain over there. He says, why do we assume that the deal? Why he asked that question there? I mean, part of the sugya there. He says, why do we think that guy's going to sell it so easily? So he says, usually he would, because the matzav is right now anyways that it's stolen and it's by somebody else. In other words, I officially sold it, real estate, right? Somehow. So he's like sort of, I must have got rid of him somehow. So Mimela, once he's out of the ground anyways, usually if you'll offer him the money, he'll already agree. Just he explains why it probably will happen. Right? You're saying maybe Mithalton could be different. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, so that's, but the thing is like this. So if so, we have a very good makor for the rush. However, in the Noida Biyahuda, somebody wrote in a shaila to the Noida Biyahuda stating that it's a beferish gemara. He's the third one, just like Rabbi Elchanan and the Erechaim. He said, it's a beferish gemara. The whole issue of davar shel lobaloila is the inyan of smichas das, b'mitzia tezai. The Noida Biyahuda wrote him back, you have the totally wrong pshat in this sugya. The pshat in the sugya over there is that when the ganav buys the field the second time from the, you know, to really get it for real, he at that point is buying it for me. It's not the original. It's not the original sale that's making the sale go through. That sale is batel. It's the new sale that when he buys it, he's like doing bishlichus for me, because he knows that he has to get it for me. And when the Gemara is samchadaite, the Gemara is not talking about that therefore the original sale was samchadaite. It means that we're soymech das, the person knows, this real estate agent, the ganav, right, knows that that Yenner is being soymech, is waiting for his field, and he knows that he better buy it for him. So therefore, when he buys it the second time, he's buying it for that person. And it mele, you don't see a thing about davar shel lobaloila in the sugya at all.
Could the lekeach change his mind in between?
Meaning and say, I don't want it.
Right.
Well, the truth is, even if it's either way, he could, because for sure the second pshat he could change his mind. Sure, but even the first pshat, the din is by a davar shalom b'loilam, even when the sale goes through, it only goes through when it comes to the oilam. You can always back out until
so
it comes.
Not gonna make it.
It just makes it into okay to be makin the davar shalom b'loilam, but it still will be.
Still going
to be b'loilam. So that's what the Noida Behuda. Now, in the new Noida Behudas that they have nowadays, you know, with the Machon Yerushalayim, they have the letter of that Shoyal back to the Noida Behuda afterwards. And he wrote to the Noida Behuda, that's very true what you're saying, but that the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rosh all say the way you wrote it. But I meant Tosfos. And Tosfos learns it was the first sale. And that's not how it is. It comes out, it's a machlokes rishayim, which was the sale. There's two ways to learn that sugya. Tosfos learns it's the original sale, and then according to Tosfos, it's true, you see beferish in the Gemara, that's the inyan of smichas das. But the other rishayim, roiv rishayim, Ran, Rashba, all the others say it was the second sale. And then you don't see any issue of loy bala oilam from that Gemara. So Im Kain, being that the Rosh is from the Rishonim, that says it was the second sale, so we're out of a Gemara. Then we cannot say that the Rosh got it from that Gemara, because he doesn't learn it was the original sale. So we need a new Gemara, but we Baruch Hashem have a new Gemara. The new Gemara is in Bava Basra on Kuf Mem Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara there is talking about giving matanos to a Uber. Right, if you want to give, let's say usually it's a will or something like that, right? The person wants to give kinyanim, makne things to a uber. So the psak lemaisa is in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch that if you're mezake le uber lo ikana, right? If you give something to uber, he's not considered yet a person. He's not able to be kind to anything. Mezake le uber, excuse me. Oh, except for the father. The father could be makne to the uber. Why, says the Gemara? Adam Karoiv Daitoi Eitzel Benoi. A father has a lot of kirvas das to his son. Now there's a major machlokes rishayim pshat in that Gemara. I don't know if it's Roiv rishayim, but for sure the Roiv are the ones I saw say that the pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara is limited. It's talking about a certain specific case that the father was a shchiv mara, right? He was dying. And he wants to give a will to his son. So the Chazal said like this, what, you know, Matna Shechiv Merah, the Chazal made special takana that whatever Shechiv Merah says is a kinyan without even doing the, because why? Shaloi titari of daite, because we don't want him to go, it could cause him to die earlier because of his pain that he can't do the kinyan. So Memela, they made a, you know, anything he says works. So that this is a continuation. Being that Adam Karav Eitzel Benoi, being that a person is so loving to his son, he's extra worried about his son. And if you tell him that this Uber can't get it because he's an Uber, he's again going to be Titarif Daitai. So Memela, they made an extra exception, Al Takonish Chimera, that a father to a son can give to the Uber. And this is the Ramban's Pshat, and the Ramban says, because it's got to be a Takon, he says, because there's no, in Halacha, in real illegal halacha, who cares if your car of Eitzel Benoi, you care more, you don't care. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it works, it works. So Memela, there's no svar in this Gemara of that you have kurvas das in real halacha. It must be a takana kind of Gemara. And this is the takana that we're afraid to tarif dati. He's so close to his son. So they made a special takana that he could give it to the Uber. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh in Yevamis, in Perek Zayin, says, no. It can't be a takana. Can't be a takana of Shechiv Merah, because there's a beferish in Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Mem Zayin, that Shechiv Merah is limited, that anything that can be given with a real kinyan to a bari can also be given with words by a Shechiv Merah. But anything that cannot be done with a real kinyan by a bari cannot even be done with words by a Shechiv Merah. So the Gemara says, let's say the Shechiv Merah starts saying, Ployni Yoder Bebesi. He should live in my house for a year. He should do this. The Gemara says there's no Shechiv Merah on that. Because you can't do that. You can't tell a person, live in my house with money. He has to buy the house or buy rental of the house. So the Gemara says, Midi the Isei Bebori, Isei Bishchimara. Midi the Lesei Bebori, Lesei Bishchimara. So the Rosh says the Ramban's Pshat is Shver, because according to the Ramban, it comes out that the Uber really cannot possibly have a real legal Kenyan. Then he can't have a Shchimara either. Rather, Zok the Rosh, this is a real legal Gemara. And the Gemara is telling us that even though the Uber is a loy baloilam, but if you have smichas das, if you have gmiras das, then you can give it to the Uber. And that's what the Gemara means, a halacha dika thing. Midaraisa, that since the Adam is kar of das, etzel benoi, so even though the ben is a loy baloilam, you can be maknet to him out gmiras das. And if you look in the Shita, that's the Rosh in Rosh in the back of your Gemara in Yevamos and Perek Zayin.
Why isn't the Rosh learning the other Pshat of Mitzvah?
Because of other reasons. Because of the other problems in the whole Sugya there. But the Rosh in Shita Mekubetzis and Taisis HaRosh in Bava Basar says it in three lines. He said on that Gemara, Adam Korav Bedas Eitzel Benoi, he says, I think I even wrote down the words very clearly. Mikan nira, taima de ein makne ledover shaloi bala oilam, mishum deloi gomar umakne. From here we see that the reason why you can't do a kinyan by a dover shaloi bala oilam is because you're not goimer das. But if. It is li, right. We're assuming. Taisus said that they're the same, right? You could maybe argue on that, but assuming that they're the same, so just like you can't be maknet to a dover shel baloilam, it's only an issue of being serious, but if your mom is gomer your das, like it's kar of bedas, then you could. So then, l'chayr, that would be the sugi where the Rosh got it from, and therefore the Rosh is saying also where the shvua is also serious. Fine, so now we have it nailed down, very good. The Rosh has a Gemara that says that it's telling Gmir's Das, but Rivash is no problem because Rav Rishonim argued on that Gemara. They said that Gemara is a Tekan of Shchimara. So the Rivash would say it's no Shaychis, it's just a Tekan of Shchimara, and the real reason of Lo Baloilam is a technical thing, they can't do it, but before Matan Torah, that technical thing was not there, and therefore you were able to do it. Okay. The problem is the Ora Chaim HaKadosh. The Ora Chaim makes mamish the opposite. In two, everything we say, he goes the opposite of everything we say. Because the Ora Chaim says like this. He says, a shvua zicher wouldn't make a difference, he says. And he says, the reason is, because we all know, he says, we all know the Gemara B'Metzia, that the problem of Dover Shaloi Bala Olam is a problem of Gemir's Das. Like, he goes with that pshat. And therefore, a shvua wouldn't make any difference. That's what he writes. So that itself, l'chayra, is like a stir minei ubei. What do you mean? If you're telling me that the problem is Gemir's Das, then a shvua should help.
Maybe it's Gemir's Das of the
claimant. Oh, exactly. Very good. Mamishur mechavin tamita. That's okay. And secondly, he says, then I found the Rivash, he says, later I found the Rivash in Simon Shin Chav Ches, and he says exactly what I said. So, here again, how did he understand the Rivash? But the Rivash said that before Matan Torah, it does work. Now, if the Eloi Baloyim does work, now that's also the opposite of what we said. We said if the problem is Gemir's Das, then just like it doesn't work after Matan Torah, for the same reason, it should not work before Matan Torah. So everything seems to be the opposite. What's going on over here? So one thing at a time. It's not really so complicated. It's not so hard to understand. The reason what he meant with the Gemir's Das is because if you look carefully, he writes, you need Gemir's Das Shel Haloi Keach. It's not enough that the Moicher is serious. The Loi Keach has to be serious. He has to be serious. And he's getting that from Rashi on the daf. Rashi writes that back to the original case that we mentioned, that if you sell something that you will inherit in the future, it's loy baloylam, it won't work. Rashi writes, because the loikeach is not semich das, because he says, I don't know if I'm going to ever get this, because who knows, maybe that man, this man who's supposedly going to die one day, will sell away his things before he ever dies, and I'll never get it. So from Rashi we see that the issue is that the loikeach has to have gemir's das. And that's what the Rechaim said, we see in Baba Tzia Tazani, that we need the gemir's das of loikeach. So therefore, of course he's saying good. The Rechaim is saying, very nice that Esav is swearing that he's going to give all this to me. Esav is swearing that he's going to give me all the nechassim, but maybe there will be no nechassim, because Yitzchak Avinu can sell everything he has before he dies, and then the Shvuah won't make any difference because there's nothing there anyway. So Bimela, that's why the Rechaim is saying that the Shvuah wouldn't help, because how does that make the Lekeach certain that he's going to get it? Right? That's the pshat in that piece of Rechaim. Now we only have the other issue. If it's an issue of smichas das, how can you divide between before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah? Okay, this question is also a little bit of a question on, I saw this question in the Chavetzal Sasharon, on the Chumash. He has a question on the Mabit, on the Mabit is the Kiryas Sefer. He has a shtickle steer. He says, in the Mabit, in Perek Chav Beis of Mechira, he writes that the Makor for Davar Shalom Aloylam is from the Torah, because when the Torah talks about sales, it says, V'chisimkru mimkor miyara misecha, it sounds like it's in his hand. So it's mashma like it's already there. And therefore we see from here that you can only sell something which is there and not something which is not there. But in Chuvis Mabit, somebody asked him, what's the din if a person sells a Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam to his son? Yeah, he has a son and he wants to sell him an apple, which was Loi Bala Oilam. Zok the Mabit is a Beferish Gemara. He quotes the Gemara Babasra. He says, the Gemara Babasra says that Adam Dato Karvetzel Benoi. That as long as you have a Kirvus Hadas and your Goymer Das, then you can do a Davar Shalom Baloilam. So Mimele here too, you like your son, it's the same son. Obviously, he's not going with the Shchimer Pshat. He's going with the Pshat that it's a real legal Gemara. And anytime you sell anything to your son, it works even Shalom Baloilam. So in what's going on? In Kiryas Sefer, he says that it's an issue of Xeris HaKosev. Because it says in the Torah, you need to have something which is Baal Oilam. In the Tshuva, he says it's an issue of being serious. So Gemir's Das, then it's a Svar kind of thing. If you're going to use the Pasuk, so then you can't divide if it's a father and a son. So how do you put the two things together? That's the Kasha. So I think the answer to both is Alpi, something which it says in the Rashba in Gittin on Daf Ayin Hay. The Rashba in Gittin is talking about Tanai Kofel. We know, right, that we need, when you want to say something on a Tanai, you have to write the Tanai both ways. If yes, yes, and if not, not. So the Rashba says like this. Really, the rule should be that Umdinas work. And we have many Gemaras where, like, if it's an Umdina Demuchach, if it's clear that that's what you mean, then it should be enough. Says the Rashba, but the Torah made an extra chumrah here, that even if there's the slightest chance that you weren't 100% serious, it's a chumrah that the Torah made, that for, I don't know why the Torah wanted it that way, that when you come to Tanoim, we will choshish for that 1% chance that you weren't serious. And therefore we say, if you only made the Tanai one way, maybe you meant it, that like you tried to scare the guy, but you don't really mean it. If he doesn't do it, you'll still do it, right? Like I tell you, I'll give you the $1,000 if you do this favor for me. If you don't say, and if you don't do the favor, I won't give you $1,000. We say maybe you didn't really mean it. You're going to give it to him anyways. So in other words, the Rashba has a new like kind of thing where the svara is that it is a gemiras das. But the Torah made Xeris HaKosev that even that slight little amount of chance that maybe you didn't have Gemir's Das, we're chayshish for that little thing. But before the Torah said it, we would have said it's enough. So I think that's what's going on in the Mabit too. He says it is a pasuk. True. The Torah wrote that you have to be Bala Oilam. But the pshat is that Misvara, you do have Gemir's Das even if it's Lo Bala Oilam. Came the pasuk, it says, we want more gemiras das. We want an extra amount of gemiras das. So therefore, the two things in the Mabit and Kiryas Sefer stem together. It's true, it is from the Torah. The Torah writes that you need to be Baal Olam. But we explain that the reason behind that din in the Torah is because we want a higher level gemiras das. Says the Mabit, but if it's a father with a son, you have that extra level of gemiras das. So that would also answer Pshat and the Or Chaim in the Pshat and the Rivash. That before the Torah was given, you were able to makan a davar shelo b'lo ilam because misvara, there's enough gemiras das even on a loy b'lo ilam. Came the Torah and said that you have to be b'lo ilam, you need a greater level of gemiras das. So now it has to be with a shvua. Okay, so that's or with whatever the father and the son or whatever it is with a higher level of gemiras das. Okay, so that is the entire pshat of the Rosh and the Rivash. So to make a sikkum before we go further, make a sikkum, what happened? We have the Rosh's answer that if you do a shvua, then that makes a higher level gemiras das, and memela your koine, and that makes up for the gemiras das. Obviously, the Rosh holds that we don't care about the gemiras das of the loikeach. We only need the gemiras das of the moicher. And I'll just add on a nice marmukum to that. That it says in the Tshuvas HaRosh, that if the minig in your city, you know, like Situmta, like that kind of thing, that everyone, the minig of all moichrim in your city is to do davar shalom b'loilam, then you're koina on a davar shalom b'loilam. So the Rebbe Chanan writes over there, that's clearly a Gemir's Das type of rush. That the pshat is being that everyone does it, so you get more serious about it, because it's, you know, it's real, it works. So Memela, that yeah, there also, it's only from the side of the Moicher. You see that if the Moicher is serious, it's good enough according to the Rosh. The Rivash says a Shvuah will not work, only before Matan Torah works. So there are two ways to understand the Rivash. Either the Rivash learns it's a legal din, that's one way to explain the Rivash, and the din was only made after the Torah. The other way to explain is like the Chaim understood in the Rivash, that he also goes with the Inyan of Sirius. But the Pshat is before Matan Torah was a high enough level. The Torah said it's not a high enough level, but a Shvuah wouldn't fix it up like the Rivash because the Lekeach is not Sirius. Okay, that's the first Pshat. Now,
one of the sources that Avos kept old Kol Torah Kula comes right there, the next Pesukah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Mishmarti. So you're saying, why wouldn't they go with after the Torah? Well, the first thing is that the Avos did, but Esav didn't. So he wouldn't keep it. And they need him. They need him. Yeah. So that's the first pshat. Okay, that's the.
He wouldn't do that Matan Torah either.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Fine. So I'll put him. All right, we have so far two answers to the question, how did the Mechira work, either with Shavua or because of before Matan Torah? Now comes a teretz of the Rekeach. This is a teretz which I found in the Rekeach. I have never heard anyone say over this Rekeach. This is, to me, a davar chadosh that I don't think the Welt knows about this Rekeach. I've never seen anyone bring it. The Rekeach says like this. It's a very hard to read Rekeach. It says like this. Michro chayoin, right? All the mafarshim talk about that word chayoin. Everyone wants to know. What does it mean? Michro chayoin es b'chayros chalim. So he says like this. Michra kayoim mehayoim. Sell it from today. Ula achar moisavi. And after the misa of my father. Veloi toimar. And do not say to me, Eini moicher mashi irash meyavi. I can't sell that which I will inherit from my father. Referring to the Gemara that you can't sell something which you. Al kein amar. Therefore he said, kayoim, like today. That the nechasim are in front of us today, that you cannot back out. Okay. That's the word for word. The chidas tuma, at first, what did he do? What did he say? Again, he told him first, I'm selling it from today and after my father dies. That itself doesn't seem to have any coherence. What does it mean? I'm selling it from today after my father died? What does that mean? And don't tell me that I'm selling that which I will inherit from my father, and it won't work, because it's right here, the Nechasim, and you can't back out. Doesn't seem to have any bayer at all. So I want to say the pshat that I think it's a mavish niflo pshat in what he's saying. It must be that the Roikeach holds like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. It's not a favor for Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, it's brought down in Taisus in Ksubas on Tzadi Alpha Midbeis, but it's a real Shita which is in Tur and in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah. The Ramah brings it out. He calls it a Yeshayimim, so I don't know, like Mamish La'alacha, if we go with the Yeshayimim or not, but it's Mamish there. The Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that if a person says, whatever I inherit from my father, I'm selling to you, it's an issue of loy baloyel. That is a problem of loy baloyel. But if you point to the thing, and you say, I am selling you this, and this, and this, which my father has, and you show him what it is, and you don't just say, whatever my father has, I'm selling. You show him these things that are here, then it's called baloyelam. And you can sell it. His basis is from a sugya in Ksubis. There's two perushim in the Gemara. One pshat was that a person was actually doing that. He was showing the person, I'm selling you this that belongs to my mother, and I'm selling it. And that's what the Rabbi Tam got it from that Gemara. The Rosh explains it a little. He says that the pshat is because it's pretty much here already. He says there's two conditions. First of all, it's clear what the object is. Secondly, it's going to get to me without doing any maisim, because it's a davar d'memela. When the person dies, I receive it without, and I don't have to do an act of a kinyan. The moicher will get it in a davar d'memela. So being that it's bar what it is, and he'll get it b'memela, it's considered like a bala oilam to some degree. And therefore you can sell it. Okay? So memela, with that I want to say the first half of what's happening here. It says, he told him, Kayoim, like today, it's right here, Shehanachasim Lefaneinu Hayoim, I'm showing you, I want all these things which my father has that they're Lefaneinu, they're right here in front of us. I'm not talking to you, Asa, whatever my father has. I want to get the stuff, what he owns, what he has, Lefaneinu. So Memela, don't tell me it's a problem of Yishmeyab. Okay, so that takes care of half. But that doesn't take care of everything, because you have the other half of the words. He told him something about mehayoyim ulacha moisavin. He said that I'm buying it from today, ulacha moisavin. What's that supposed to mean? So I want to explain it like this. The pshat is that there's a nesivis right on the page in the Shulchan Aruch, right on that Ramah. And he says like this. The din is that, fine, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that when you point to it, and you tell the person it's this actual thing, then it's considered bala oilam. But we all know that even when you get around the issue of lo bala oilam, and it's bala oilam, you are allowed to be chayzer, you can back out of the deal until actually you inherit it. Because obviously you weren't koina yet, right? You weren't mamish koina, it's just you made the deal, it's set up to go. And now when finally I inherit the thing, then the deal's finished. Then it really happens. The transaction, right? But in the meantime, we just set it up. So that's the din, just like the din is always. Let's say I tell you, okay, I will sell you this table in 30 days. Give me the money, right? Fine, you give him the money. And now in 30 days, the deal's going to happen, right? I can back out. For those 30 days, I can still back out. Even though we did the deal, but it doesn't chal until 30 days. The same thing, even in a case where it's called bala oilam. But so I sold you all these fields that belong to my father, right? So we pointed to them. But in the meantime, they're not sold, of course, because they still belong to my father. It's just the deal's on that when I inherit it, so I can back out. Zok the nesivis, what is the din if I add in the word me'achshav? If I add in the word me'achshav, there's a thing called me'achshav ula achar lamed, right? I tell the person, I'm selling it to you from achshav ula achar misasab. What's the din if you add in the word me'achshav? So he brings the Rishonim that say in Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Meir always says, automakna dover shalabayla, right? You can sell the apples for next year. But even Rabbi Meir says you can back out till next year. Say the Rishayin, the Ramban, and the Rashba in Kiddushin Daf Samach Gimel, that this that I can back out is if I say they're sold next year. But if I say I'm selling it to you, may achshav ula achar shana, you cannot back out anymore. You cannot back out anymore. Okay, I'll try to explain that. It's very tough to understand what in the world that magic word could do, but it did it. Somehow, the word you say, me'achshav, you can't back out anymore. Zokta Nesivis, therefore I hold kal v'choymer in the case of the Rabbeinu Tam, which is considered even like baloilam, because it's better even. Surely, if you say me'achshav, if you put in that word me'achshav, you cannot back out anymore. That's what Nesivis Paskins over there. So Aibazai, I think it's Mamish, perfect Mamish. That's Mamish word for word. That's what he's saying. Michra Kayoim. Mei Hayoim. Kayoim means Mei Hayoim Ulaacha Moisavi. From today and after my father dies. What is he talking about? What's it mean? He means that case. Mei Achshav. Hayoim is Achshav. Mei Hayoim Achshav Ulaacha Moisavi. Now, don't say. But don't say, I can't do this because it's lo baloilam. It's mashi yesh me'aba. Don't say that. Alkei namar kayoim. Sheha nechosim lefoneinu hayoim. Right, the nechosim are right here. I can point to them. Sheloi tachzor. And now you won't be able to back out. The kitzer, it's mamish. I think this rekeach is the nesivis. I think it's mamish the nesivis. He's saying it. He's saying two conditions. And it's in that word kayoim. He's using the kayoim for two things. That he's saying, firstly, it means I'm selling it to you. Me achshav ulachar misa. And secondly, he's pointing to the things. If he would just point to the things, it would be good enough to be bal oilam, but he could still at least back up. But now, if he points to it and he says me achshav, then you can't even be chayzer. So you have a new teretz from the rekech. Now, just Tom, to explain a little bit the Pnei Yeshua and the Rashash, right, in Kedushin, say, what is this thing that if you say Me'achshav, you can't back out? What's the difference if you say the word Me'achshav, you don't say the word Me'achshav? Lamaisa, no one's going to say that you sold it now because you don't own it now. He's only going to own it when his father dies. So how does the word Me'achshav make it any better? So Reb Shimon says a whole pshat that his Talmud Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says over from him all over the place in all the different mesechtas, but it's in Shari Yosher too. It's a very like lomdeshe. It's a, really it's hard to appreciate it without like going through all the places and gemaras that he brings. But I'll say over the nekuda that he says. He says like this, that the pshat is really. When a person does a maisa of a kinyan, because when you sell, you do it with a maisa, like you give money or you do mashicha or whatever, there's really an issue that loy osi dibur umevatel maisa. There's really an issue that when you do a maisa and then you want to back out and say, oh, I'm backing out. Yeah, you can't back out. That's just dibur. And a dibur isn't strong enough to be mevatel a maisa. No, only so why is the din that you can back out? Let's say, for example, like we said before, I give you cash. This table, I'm selling to you in 30 days, right? And I say, it's a deal. Then after 10 days, I back out. I'm allowed to back out. Why can't I back out? I was a maisa. The answer is because if you learn the Gemara and Kedushin, you'll see not every maisa is considered on the level of maisa. It has to be like a chashev a maisa. But if it's like not so chashev, then it's not enough to be a maisa. So Zokter Bshim the Pshat's like this. If you do a full Maisa Kinyan, in other words, if you want to magdir what you're doing, if you want to like designate that what I'm doing now is that this cash should be a full acquisition, right? It should be a full Maisa of buying a table. Then it's going to be kind of on the spot. Then the table will be bought immediately. So why is it that when you say that I'm giving you the money to buy a table in 30 days, how do you make it not happen for 30 days? Because the pshat is, what you're really saying is that I'm just passing the money to you for now, but the real Maisa Kinyan should be in 30 days. I'm saying here, you can have the money now, and I'm going to say it now because I don't want to come back here 30 days later to have to repeat it to you, but I want the actual Kinyan, the Maisa Kinyan, to really be in 30 days. But if I would say I'm doing the real Mecher now, then you have to buy a table now. Oh, so Memela, the Pshat, is being that we're not really doing the Mecher now, so that's why it's not really a Maisa either. That's why it's not really a veil. It's not on the madrega of a real ma'aseh. So that's why I'm allowed to back out. So Dr. Shimon, there's only one way ever where you can do a full, valid ma'aseh kinyan right now, and yet you won't. It won't register. It won't happen for 30 days. What's the case? The case is if the field doesn't belong to me yet. The case of Rabbeinu Tam, for example. Over there, I could give you the money. I say, I'm doing the mechar now. And it's all registered and in process, but it can't connect because I don't have the field. Okay? So the that's up to me. It's my option. If I would like, I can say, okay, I'm not doing the ma'aseh kinyan. I'm just passing the money now. And when your father dies, eventually, then then it should be a valid kinyan. I can do it that way if I want. Or if I want, I could do it the other way. I could say, I'm doing the whole kinyan right now. It's a valid kinyan now, and it really should work now, but there's no field yet. How do we know which one you're doing? If you say the word me'achshav. If you say me'achshav, what you mean to say is, I am doing a valid mechira right now with all its koyach and power. And it should be kind of this moment. Just, lemaise can't because I don't have the field. If I don't use the word me'achshav, so then we don't go that far. We say, you're passing the money now. I'm giving you the $100,000 today. But the actual real kinyan will happen when his father will die. Then the real kinyan will happen. Zokter Pshimin, that's pshat in the Rishayinim. If you say me'achshav, you can't back out. So the question is, who cares? What's the word me'achshav going to do? The answer is because if you said me'achshav, you made a valid ma'isa kinyan. So now lo yasi dibru mevatel ma'isa. Ma'ashenkin, if you didn't say the word me'achshav, so then what you're saying is it's not really the time for the kinyan yet. So then you could be chayzer. Isn't that moyer? That's mamash Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon. So anyway, so that's the pshat. And l'chayer, this rekeach is mamash saying this pshat. Now, it's already too late. Okay, so let's start with those two pshat. We have three pshatim. Three pshatim, either it's shvua, before Matan Torah, or like the rekeach, that it's pointing to it with me'achshav.
On the rekeach, Rebbe didn't address choir, so I'm wearing the pishnayim. If he's selling, according to rekeach, especially selling his food, it's all he's selling. What's the b'chayra? Where do you have a b'chayra?
What do you mean?
Where does a b'chayra
He told him, look, this is how big the field is, right? You're going to be getting
food. Oh, you'll get food.
So I'll get this drip, you know.
I was going to say that the rookie is paga. It has to come with something.
Oh.
That's right. So it has to come with it. It has to come. That's why the rookie is saying make your kinyan now, and what comes later, because you know, that's the they say Yitzchak Avinu had this plan for Esav.
Yeah, he'll do the right thing.
So he says, you sell me this now, and that's how I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.